John Ball. He's a filmmaker, a documentary filmmaker, and it's the season for documentary films. And if you happen to be in Taupo on Thursday near the Great Lakes Centre at 6:30, this is assuming it hasn't been booked out, you can go to a new movie that he's made. And John loves making movies about the region he's from, Taupo, Tongariro. The latest one is about Daryl Couchman, very keen, fit chap, who's been in the wheelchair since a cycling accident in 2019. The film tells his story post them, and John is on the line now from, I assume, somewhere near Lake Taupo. Kia ora, John. Welcome to Nights.
Kia ora, Brian. Yep, south of Taupo, near Turangi, actually.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. How's the weather tonight?
Good. Oh, it could be a frosty night tonight. It's clear, but it's cold.
Well, you know, tonight is the longest night. It's the winter solstice. So, you know, it'd be appropriate to have a frost. It's perfect weather for going to the movies, really.
I hope so. We'd love to get a crowd out on Thursday night for Daryl's sake.
Who's Daryl? Tell me more about Daryl.
Well, Daryl, I first met Daryl in 2008. He and I were both members of the Touring Rock and Road Cycle Club. So we did a lot of biking together. He was a professional builder in Auckland, and he moved down this way in 2007. And, you know, we got to know each other biking on a regular basis. And, you know, we became, you know, developed a bit of a friendship there. And unfortunately, the accident in 2019 changed things rather radically for him.
What happened? I assume it was an accident that deprived him of the ability to walk, wasn't it?
It was a fluke bike accident, Brian. He was riding along on his new electric bike, caught a handlebar, flipped him off the track, and he went over the handlebars, and he hit his neck coming down against a tree trunk of a bapunga, and that was enough to snap it, and he paralyzed him.
What's happened since then?
Well, there's been a phenomenal amount of challenges. You can imagine someone, you know, suddenly having an active life and suddenly winding up in a wheelchair, trying to adapt to that way of life. The first couple of years were pretty grueling for him. You know, he was a tetraplegic, essentially, so he had very little movement. But about a year ago, he started having physio with a gentleman named Rahul Rana, one of his caregivers. And since then, he's gained quite a bit of use of his arms. He can lift his arms pretty well now. He hasn't got a lot of use of his legs, but it's still a pretty tough life. But there's some positives and some hope from this physio. And I think there's a increased positive attitude as a result of some physical success.
John, why did you want to make a movie about Daryl's plight?
Well, I was visiting Daryl in his wheelchair, and it wasn't a great thing to see him in a chair. And one day I said, "Look, Daryl, do you want to tell your story?" And I said, "Let's make a film." And he, you know, thought about it for a week or two, and they said, "Yeah, let's go for it, John." And it began then, and that was actually September of last year. I started doing some interviews with him, and I think one of the key things was I filmed Rahul doing the physio sessions. That was quite an eye-opener to see him work on Daryl, and it was really impressive. And Daryl himself was a very articulate person, so he could describe things so well. So I just got the feeling that, hey, there's going to be a story here, and I can make a film out of it. It's going to be okay. Go for it.
How much of a challenge, I mean, there's the physical challenge, but with that, particularly somebody who's maybe used to having an active life, there's the mental challenge of losing the ability to do things you took for granted.
He's totally dependent on other people now. You just imagine yourself, you know, simple things like brushing your teeth, you know, combing your hair, whatever. And you can't even do those simple things anymore. Can't roll over in bed. Totally dependent on others. So that's not an easy existence. But he's coping quite well, I feel. He's coping quite well. He's just shifted from Touring to Taupo 3 weeks ago. And I think he's pretty upbeat lately. And he's looking forward to coming out to the film screening himself on Thursday night.
What keeps him going, do you think, John?
Who? Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm sure at times there isn't a lot that keeps him going. But I think there is a little bit of hope now that the physical side's slightly improving. You know, a few other challenges, maybe, you know, developing some computer skills, giving a few other interests in life. The idea of moving to Taupo will give him a few other flexible options, such as perhaps going to a swimming pool, which isn't an easy thing, but going to a gymnasium, even simply going grocery shopping, something like that, accompanying someone in his wheelchair. There's a few more physical options there, as well as having obviously closer medical facilities in case of need as well.
You make films about the region you live in, but from your accent, John, I'm not sure you're from Taupo originally or the lake area originally. Why do you love this part of the world so much?
Well, I'm a Canadian, Brian, but I came out here in 1970 as a ski instructor for the Chateau Ski School on Mount Ruapehu. And for the next 35 years, I spent my winters in New Zealand and the other half of the year in the Northern Hemisphere as a ski pro. So I've been a ski instructor all my life, and I married a Kiwi, and I decided to retire here in New Zealand at the foot of Mount Ruapehu, which I still love to enjoy skiing, and it's not far away. There's quite a bit of snow in the mountain right now, so hopefully in another week or two we'll be skiing.
But your love of the place is more than just a love that's kept you here. You want to make these movies about the place, which suggests to me that you find something about the people and the stories they tell special. What is that, John?
Yeah, my first film was called Ruapehu, A Tribute to Our Skiing Pioneers. And having spent 25 years on the mountain working, you know, I saw the development of that mountain and the stories behind how it was built. It was basically volunteers getting together, building lifts, building ski clubs, you know, gathering together enough revenue to put a chairlift in. It really was a hands-on operation, which really touched me, and I was really privileged to work in it. In ski school, you know, the number of people that would flock to our ski school services, it really was an amazing thing back in those days. It was a real buzz. It was a real privilege to be involved.
You would have also been there at the height of the Tongariro power scheme, its construction, wouldn't you, when you first started coming here?
It was full on when I arrived, yes, definitely, Brian. And you know, again, where I live, I drive by the power scheme power station almost every day, and I see it, and that's what prompted me to try to tell that story. And so I did 3 one-hour documentaries on the history of the Tongariro power development.
And this one, about Daryl, it's screening on Thursday. Is it sold out?
No, not sold out. So there's lots of tickets, and tickets are at the door, cash only, but the bar opens at 6 o'clock. And, you know, it's a fundraiser for Greenlee Rescue Helicopters, which were involved in rescuing Daryl. So it'd be great to see a good attendance out there. It'd be great for Daryl's morale. I'll also give him a boost to see people come out and show an interest in his story and his life. And it would be a big financial help for Greenlee Rescue Helicopters.
John, what's your next movie going to be about? Have you got a topic in mind?
No, I've got to park this one after a couple months, perhaps. But I want to do another one, but I'm not sure just yet. We'll see what happens, see what develops.
See, what would be interesting for me is a sequel to the Tongariro Power Project ones, and how Turangi might... See, Turangi, you could say, has had a bit of a downturn post the power scheme, but I think there's lots of potential for that town. That's a sequel. It'll be interesting for someone to explore that at some point, John.
Yes, there's definitely positive changes happening in Turangi. Like I say, it took a hit. The commercial side of the town is really, you know, it's shrunk up. The shopping mall has a lot of empty shops, but I think there's enough swing now. Tourism is growing in the area. It always has been solid. And people retiring this area now, there's more flexibility in working from home, so more people are coming into our area. So, yeah, there's, the locals for Toa do an awful lot of wonderful things in the area as well. So there's a lot of action here, and it could have another upswing, definitely, Brian.
John, it's been lovely talking with you. I hope the film screening goes really well, and best wishes to you and Daryl.
Thank you. Just come on out, crowd. I'd love to give Daryl a real morale boost, so... Please come on out Thursday night. Thanks, Brian. Really appreciate it.
Kia ora, John. That's John Ball, filmmaker, local. He lives in, I think he's in Pukawa, which is a beautiful spot up the road on the western side of the lake from Turangi. And he's made a film about his friend Daryl Couchman, who's been in the wheelchair since a cycling accident in 2019. It's called Man in Wheelchair, Just a Matter of Fate. First screening at the Great Lake Centre in Taupo this Thursday, June 23rd at 6:30.